Let's give another hand of praise for Pastor Kurt. Amen. I want to thank all those that are listening on the net, on YouTube or live stream. I want to thank all of you for your support. And let's take advantage of this holiday season and have a heart of giving. Amen. Whether it's through here or through your loved ones or what have you. You know, there's laws in heaven, and they say it's better to give than to and be able to receive, right? You give to receive. You give to receive. You give to receive. And whether that's given to yourself, given to others, you know, you got to be able to give. Give, give, give. It allows the water to flow. If the water isn't flowing, it gets stagnant, and then it's a stagnant pond. And then you know what happens with a stagnant pond. It turns green and bugs are attracted to it and it just becomes really nasty. So we don't want a stagnant pond in our lives. I've been, every week I wait on the Lord. It's my job now to really, I mean, I've waited on the Lord, but now I really wait on the Lord. And how many people know that when God calls you, you're anointed? You know, I didn't ask for this calling. It was given to me. I was abducted. He has taken us, and he has changed our life, just like he has did it to Pastor Sam, as he did it to Pastor Tim, as he did it to Pastor Kurt. He did it to me. He brought us together, and he's called us. And it was from the very beginning. You know, us four has been at the very beginning. And we made a union. And in that union, we made a commitment. And that's a three-stranded cord that cannot be broken. And we had a lot of people try to pull on that cord, to try to snap that cord. But that cord's not going to be broken. I don't care what they do. They can jump up and down and sing all kinds of songs of, woey, 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 whatever it is. But it's not going to break the three-stranded cord. It's just not going to happen. And I know that there are tremendous rewards. Our families have been blessed. I've watched Tim and his faithfulness give him a family. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. When I knew him, he had no family. Matter of fact, he was a mess. But he got a family. And he found a beautiful wife, Allie, and he has wonderful children. With that also, Kurt. His relationship has just bonded even stronger than ever. His household is in order, and he's got wonderful children. And I even remember Mary Beth getting blessed with another one. Yeah, actually two of them. Double blessing. And they are a testimony. And then even in my own life, I have three that have been a tremendous blessing and a testimony. And then we have Pastor Sam, who is working along his relationship and his life and his blessings, and continue to keep all of us in prayer as we move forward. Because our battles are not flesh and blood. How many people realize that? It is powers, principalities, darkness, wickedness in high places. And we understand that. You know, we don't get angry at the flesh. We get angry at the spirit. We put our foot down and we take the two-edged sword that we have and we start slicing and dicing. But the moral of the story is, you know, we appreciate your giving. But one of the things Paul said is we do this for your account. We ask to generate something that's inside of you that doesn't normally give. And we stretch you to give. And as we stretch you to give, our hearts are broken in that area of stretching, so to say. And then we begin to surrender and we learn to give. Because then we realize, oh, you know, giving isn't so bad. Look at the reaps and the benefits and all this other stuff that I have. A lot of people think the grass is greener on the other side. You know, it's not always greener on the other side when you're alone. You know, it's a horrible thing when you're alone. But when you give, there's a divine support, a divine love that comes. How many people understand what I'm talking about? Take this holiday season that we're coming into. You know, if you don't share and give, then you're all alone. You know, your family's not joined together. It's kind of like you're just having that season of celebration all by yourself, and there's no one to share with. And giving is a form of sharing. So there's a tremendous amount of blessings when you give. Please take the blessings. Take the blessings. Pastor Tim, Pastor Kurt, Pastor Sam, Pastor myself. You like that one? We're going to be well taken care of, no matter what. You know, God will replace or put in position or whatever. So there's no real concern for us, so to say. You know, we'll be well taken care of. God says, don't touch my anointed, period. Don't touch my anointed. I don't know how much I can emphasize on that, because when you come against one of his anointed ones, it's like you're going to get ready for the hand of God. Something's going to happen to you. You're going to get smacked. So you don't want to touch the anointed. So those that are listening out there, you want to bless the anointed. You know, God says, have honor with those who are put in authority. Give honor which honor is due. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of, you know, backing in this book that we so true love, called the Holy Bible, which is a spirit written book that gives us instruction on the spiritual world that we live in that we don't quite understand. And the spiritual world is a mystery. It's an ancient secret. And we have the mysteries. We have the ancient secrets. And we're here to share those with you. So support it and listen so that your life will be enhanced. How many people are tired of turning around and seeing like the darkness or the dark clouds or whatever always whacking you? You know, never seem to get ahead. Well, there's a reason. There's a reason. And my message today is literally about peace. You know, it's interesting, our bulletin's about peace, it's the holiday season about peace. And God began to start ministering to me in reference to, he is calling us. We are being called to the river. We are being called to the kingdom of God. We are being called to this place. And he's calling us. And there's a road. I spoke about it last week. We called it the Yellow Brick Road. You know, he gave it the reference of the Wizard of Oz and how there's that wicked witch out there and sending her monkeys out there to try to take those slippers. And those slippers were the form of peace. It's the gospel of peace. And those slippers, you know, all of us have, they say, shod your feet with the gospel of peace, you know. And it's very important for us to maintain peace. If we allow, let's say, the Wicked Witch of the West and her monkeys to steal our peace, it's going to keep us from our promised land. It's going to keep us from going down to the river. It's going to hold us back. These are spiritual mysteries and ancient secrets that we suffer and we are destroyed because we take for granted the simplicity of the truth. Even though not many of us may know the truth, but those that do know the truth, how many times have we've heard, you know, keep your peace, don't lose your peace, don't lose your joy, and then 5 minutes later, we're blowing up. We're letting these things just take our joy away, and we're letting these things just rob our peace, and we lean on our understanding. You know, it comes down to, we're afraid. We got fear. And you got to get to the root of these fears that are operating in our lives so that our peace isn't stolen. One of the weapons that the darkness has is fear. When we begin to get afraid, whether we feel as though that we can't do certain things, and now we're afraid because we may not be liked. Anyone ever feel that way? And then all of a sudden, our relationships aren't stable because of the fact that, well, we can't buy love. How many people have ever felt that way? Yeah. Well, you better rebuke that fear, because love doesn't come through that way. Love comes from giving. How about giving yourself? Fix things. Be there to carry packages in. You know, be a supportive individual and do all that you can do to serve and to love and cast out fear, because what can man do to you if you really think about it? God is the one that we should really have a reverence, fear, and an honor to. And there are laws written in the heavenlies that we have to abide by. You know, my children are suffered and they are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And without this knowledge, we suffer and we're destroyed. The last thing I want to do is give legal rights to dark forces in my life. I'm over here confessing that I love God. I'm here to confess this, you know, and I'm trying to live a righteous life, but yet I'm not maintaining inside of me that gospel, you know, of peace, of love, of joy. And, you know, we have to be careful because life is what's within us. How many people understand that? I could put on the facade. I can carry as if everything's okay and all that other stuff. But if I'm troubled inside, if there's issues inside, we're actually leaving an open door for darkness to come in and really, like, sandpaper that area. You see? It's almost like peace shuts the door from the enemy to come in and hurt you, rob you. We need to understand the rights of darkness. Okay, if we don't understand the enemy, how are we going to learn how to fight it? How many people would agree with that one? Okay? So first of all, you have to realize that there is something out there. We'll call it the enemy. We'll call it the devil. We'll call it darkness, wickedness, principalities, power. Whatever name you want to put on it, it's out there to rob, steal, kill and destroy your life. It's just the way it is. That's the way the mystery has been designed. For one reason, God wants to be recognized. God wants to be exalted and lifted up and glorified. Okay? And it really gets crazy when you have a knowledge of God, but then yet you're still living in that realm of the world, we call it. It's really crazy when you confess and know him and have knowledge of him, but yet you're not applying any of the truth, any of the things that pertain to the truth of life. And so it strengthens that message. It's better not to know me than to know me and be lukewarm. I mean, there's a reason why God said that. It's better not to know me than to know me and be lukewarm. So there's a responsibility for those who know him. You know, if you know him, that's even more of a reason to have that reverence, fear of God, and not be afraid of the dark forces that are out there, that are there to destroy your life, because that's their job. They're there to kill, steal, and destroy. We can't forget that. So if we understand the enemy and we know the rights of the enemy, then if we know how to have the weapons to fight the enemy, then we would be in a better position. Wouldn't you agree? So if you didn't know the weapons, then you couldn't fight the enemy. It's one thing to know, okay, there's powers and principalities and darkness, and they have rights to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And when you're a child of God and you have a calling on your life, that's even more that this enemy, we'll call it, just for argument's sake, we'll call it an enemy, goes after you because you're a threat. How many people understand that one? If you were on the enemy's side, would you be a threat? He wouldn't mess with you. Matter of fact, he probably would exalt you, maybe make you super worldly more, I guess, and not want to go to your calling or not go to being called as a child of God. If you're hearing my voice, guess what? You're a child of God. There's a reason why you're hearing this voice. This isn't Jim's voice. This is the voice of God. The spirit that is in me that's causing me to come in here and speak, just like the other pastors here. It's the voice of God. The spirit of God. So knowing that, God, has called you. You're called. You're called. So say today, I'm called and I am a child of God. Can you say that today?
I'm called and I'm a child of God.
Amen. Yeah. With that now, I love the excitement. With that now, darkness wants to destroy it. It's like a shark looking for the blood. Dun, 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 dun. And it's cruising this ocean. And it's looking for you. It wants to chomp you. It wants to nail you and chomp you and destroy you and hurt you. Now, where does he hurt you? Your love. Wherever your love is, that's where he'll hurt you. Whether it's children, job, money, spouse, relationships, whatever it might be, wherever your love is, that's where the enemy targets. Now, the crazy thing about it is, God is a jealous God. Now, you have to put this all in perspective. It's kind of strange, but God is a jealous God. And he loves you so much that he doesn't really want that love in between him and you. So it's almost like he sends darkness out to attack your love. Doesn't it sound like that? But when you know God and your love is being attacked, the first thing is we want to feel as though that we're going to take on this enemy. You see, we're going to fight this. And we do it within our own power. Whether it's through manipulation, anger, resentment, yell in someone's face, we're injustice, we've done wrong, yeah, 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 yeah. How many of you's been there? And what really is taking place? Our peace is being stolen. We're afraid. When our love is being attacked, we're afraid. Listen to me, because this is a very powerful key for you to ward off the enemy in your life. So when these things begin to happen, you begin to exalt your love, God gets jealous, and he says, okay, darkness, go get him. Because he's jealous. I hate to say this, but God's jealous over you. And he'll attack what you love. Ooh, it's a shame. It's sickening. It's almost like, oh my God, why should I love this God if he's going to be acting like this, right? But the moral of the story is, if we know the truth of who God is, that he is the supreme being in our lives, and he loves us so much, that we look upon him, and then we transfer that love and we sacrifice it. We basically give it to God. We say, God, I love you more than this love that I'm expressing. How many of you have some loved ones in their lives or they have a love of their life? Okay, that's good. Give it to God. And how to give it to God is, if you're driving a brand new car and you love it so much and you get a scratch or a dent, don't let your peace be stolen. It's God's car. God allowed the scratch or the dent. If you got something else that you love in your life and something happens, don't let your peace be stolen. Give it to God. How many people are understanding what I'm saying? Because it's God's, not yours. You can't take ownership of anything. You can love it. But when you take ownership of it, guess what you're doing? You're bringing division between you and God. That even means the same as your own life. You can love your life, but don't love it to the point where your peace is stolen. See, your peace is like the gauge whether or not you love God or you love the thing. We'll just call it the thing. Whether it's you or children or job, car, monetary things, money, whatever it is, whatever love it is. And believe it or not, we have a lot of love in our lives. And when I see things getting attacked in my life, I judge it. Oh my God, am I putting this before you, God? Am I putting these things before you? Am I showing my love in this area more? Am I worrying and fearing in this area? Am I worrying for my children? Am I fearing for my children? Am I worrying for my finances? Am I fearing for my finances? Am I worrying for my job? Am I fearing for my job? Am I worrying for my spouse or significant other? Or am I worrying for my spouse or my significant other? How many people are following me here? This is very important. If we don't know the laws in heaven, if we don't know the truth in the heavenly realm, then we're going to be suffering. We're going to be ignorant to this truth. We're not going to protect our peace. We're not going to know what's robbing our peace. And then we're giving legal rights. Legal rights. You're signing a contract and you're giving darkness legal rights to come in and attack it only because God wants to take away what you're putting and exalting above Him so that you will then lift your eyes. What happens when you lose things? What's the first thing when you're a child of God and you know God? What's the first thing? Oh, God, help me find it. You know? Oh, God, give me a new job. Oh, God, protect this. Oh, God, do that. Oh, God, you know, soften their heart. Oh, God, do that. Oh. And you know what he's saying? He's saying, you finally got it. You finally are starting to understand who I am. Okay. I looked at your heart and I see your sincerity. And guess what? I'm going to go in there now. I'm going to take care of it. Because I'm your comforter. I'm your one who wars against your enemies. I'm the one that sets a banquet table. Haven't we heard that before? And, you know, I'm the one that, you know, takes care of this. I'm your buckler. I'm your shield. God wants to give us knowledge. And I'm here to give us knowledge in how to live a life in Him. And stop darkness from interfering in our lives. How many people are sick and tired of having like a contract on your head? And every time you turn around, it seems like you keep hitting the lead wall. Boom, boom, boom. And you can never get those breakthroughs. You're stuck in a certain circumstance. You're stuck in a situation. You know, you just tend to not have any hope or vision or future. A naysayer. Oh, it'll never work. Oh, it'll never work. One of the greatest weapons that darkness has over our lives is he blinds our eyes and we can't see. So we lose hope. And when we start losing hope, you know what happens? He whispers in our head and then we begin to believe all these lies. Oh, she's falling out of love. Oh, she don't like me no more. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, that's going to happen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, isn't that your peace being taken away by the lies? Isn't your peace being taken away where we need to war against that peace? And what do? We cast down all the imaginations that exalt itself over the knowledge of God. No. God's not out to destroy me. God's out to give me a promised land. God is there to comfort me. God is there to support me. How many people realize when you're called that God has a plan and a purpose for you? And that plan is to prosper you. That plan is to give you a life that will bring you to a place of security and peace and joy, a fulfillment of the desires of your heart. How many people really understand that truth? Amen. Hold on to that. The first thing that we end up doing is we defeat ourselves. We deny the life that God has given us, and we begin to get all these negative thoughts that we can't support ourselves, or we can't do this, or we can't do that, or this person doesn't care for me because I look at myself a certain way. How many people have ever gotten trapped in those areas in their lives? Let's be real. How about just even not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring, and because of that uncertainty and that darkness, we got all these negative thoughts in our head of failure. Why are those thoughts in our head? Why are these negative failures, whether it's, and it all comes down to love, all those things that you love. If you don't care about something, let's take a vehicle. Let's say you got an old beat up vehicle. You don't really love it. It's just something that you put yourself in and drive around in. Gets scratched, gets dented. But that thing runs forever. You can't kill this thing. But then you buy a brand new one. You love it. You wash it. You protect it. You make sure. And the thing's just breaking down all the time. You think that's just a freak thing by nature? Do you think that that's just, you know, one of those, you know, it is what it is kind of things? Or do you think that there's actually something behind it supernaturally? This is a mystery. And this mystery is a powerful mystery. How many of us, those that are listening online and here today, are just sick and tired of fighting a war that we don't have to fight? How many of us are really just bogged down in areas of our lives that we tend to just want to throw our hands up and say, forget it? I know I am in my own life. You know, you can't control anything. How many people realize that you can't control nothing? Can't. The only person that has, or I shouldn't say person, the only thing, the spirit, has control over our lives is God. That's why Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. And we deny our lives unto death. Everything. You know, it's a fearful thing for me to love my children more than God, because I'm afraid that something will, it's like a legal contract that's going to come against my kids. So I don't want to love them that much. As much as I love them, I don't want to love them that much. I have to let them go. You know, I can't comfort them and strangle them and drown them. I have to trust them. I have to believe that God is like in their life, and I have to let them go and all that stuff. Well, it's the same thing. It's almost like, let's take the car, you know, lend it and hope for the best. Don't try to say, no, nobody can drive this but me. You know, we have to learn to surrender and let things go. If they love you, then it's meant to be. It's just the way it is. You know, I look at everything as alive. And you do too. But you just don't know it. How many times have you called your car Betsy or, you know, some kind of name? Come on, honey, let's go. Come on, start. Hey, she started. You know, you have an inner knowledge inside of you that knows that everything is alive. It's all alive. Alive, alive, not alive, alive. He says, I'll even get the rocks to worship me. But let's focus on peace. We're approaching the holidays. This is a time of joy. This is a time of peace. But God is calling us into a kingdom. He's calling us to a place. You know, there's a reason why God is calling these messages because we're living in a time that our carnal mind cannot comprehend. God is working things out that it's very important to prepare his people. Okay, just try to hear me out. And it's almost this. Do we know how the stars hang in the heavens? And that they're there constantly in the same spot all the time, and they don't move around? I mean, if you want to go out and find the Big Dipper, you can find it. You know, and there it is. There's the Big Dipper. You know, all the stars in the heavens. And do we have any comprehension or any idea how the sun rises up every morning and the moon sets every day or comes out every night? You know, there are a lot of things that we just can't comprehend. And one of the things is the Spirit. And we're here to bring understanding to that world, that nature, and a knowledge to help us understand life and to be able to get through life. And one of the most greatest things that we have to concentrate on and protect is our peace. You cannot let your peace be stolen or robbed or taken away. And if your peace is robbed, stolen, and taken away, we have to find out why. We got to get to the roots of it. And 99.9%, and that's a lot. That's real close. You know, I mean, you can't really slip anything else in there, that 1%, okay? Is mostly because of love and fear. Love and fear. And that love is exalted past God. You're not giving it to him. You're not releasing it. You're afraid. You're afraid of losing it. You're possessing it and you're trying to control it. You're holding on to it because you love it more. How many people are understanding this? I am trying to make this as simple as possible because I'm tired of seeing God's people suffer. I'm tired of seeing divisions. I'm tired of seeing anger and resentment and hatred, backbiting, arguments, all these things. I'm tired of seeing this happen. And the enemy wants to destroy everything. But the enemy can't destroy anything unless you allow contracts in your life. How many contracts do you have over your life? Think about it. We don't really know because we've never put ourselves in that position. But I can point out a couple. If your heart is troubled in areas, that's a contract. And if you're, let's put it this way, if you're not happy with your life, you have a big contract over your life. How many people are beginning to understand this? If you're falling into a place of depression and you're not happy, you have a big contract over your life, and that leads to death. I don't want anybody to suffer. And I want to see everybody's joy and peace be fulfilled. It's the holidays. What can I give most? Peace. That you hold your peace and protect your peace. Guard your peace with all your heart, soul, and mind. God is a God who gives, and God is a God who takes away. How many people realize that? Everything that we have is from him, through him, to him. And so we never take for granted what we have. Rejoice in all things. Again, I say rejoice. How many have heard those scripture verses before? Okay. So, when it comes to peace, we need to protect it. We need to understand. We can't possess things to the point where we try to control issues and situations. You have to surrender. You have to learn how to surrender. It is what it is. Has anyone ever heard that? It is what it is. And that gives you a sense of surrender, doesn't it? Oh, well, it is what it is. How many people realize that you can't control things? You can't. Now, we have a knowledge of this revelation. I can't control anything. But is it in our heart? Because are we getting angry? Are we getting upset? Are things causing us to lose our peace and our joy? Then what we're doing is we're confessing with our lips, and our heart is so far from it. We want to line up with the Spirit and the heavenly place of the Spirit. We don't want to line up with the world. Okay, and what I mean by the world is we speak the right things, we walk and do the right things, but inside is the real world. And the inside is grumbling, complaining, upset, panicking, nervous, afraid. Well, if that life inside is afraid, then you got legal contracts. You got legal contracts. And I've learned when there's contracts in people's lives, let's talk about it. And maybe we can help the situation and you can have those contracts ripped up. Because God can say, oh, you repented. Oh, you changed the way you're thinking. Oh, you came to the altar and you laid it down at my feet. Oh, you're sacrificing this. Oh, good. I like this sacrifice. Guess what? I'm going to take this contract that's over your life now and I'm going to start ripping it up. Rip, 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 rip. Now, guess what? Enemy. Sorry, the hit is off. You can't come against that person no more. The hit is off. It's done. The contract's written up. Here it is. I'm going to throw it down on the ground. And the only thing the darkness can say is, ah, shucks. I thought I had one. I thought I could just rob that one a little bit more. Because what brings, you know, I guess life to darkness is when they can rob, steal, kill, and destroy the things that you love. Rob, steal, kill, steal, destroy those things that you possess. If you don't possess anything and you give everything to God, what can the enemy come and take you? What can he do? Can't do nothing. I'm giving you a gospel message that is simple to apply and so powerful for your life. If you will just take what I'm saying and apply it in your life. We have to accept circumstances. We have to learn to accept. We have to learn to be able to give our whole entire all to God and protect the peace that is inside of us. We need to walk with the gospel of peace. We got to have our shoes girded, our feet. There's a scripture verse here, and I'm going to read it. It's the ending verse. It's actually in two parts. I'm going to need my glasses, Sarah. She's my little helper. Thanks, honey. And there's a promise here. It says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What's that say to you? You know, we were talking about love, and, you know, when we love something, it's really covetousness, wouldn't you think? When you love something, it's covetousness. It's a shame. It sounds kind of dirty, doesn't it? You know, oh, I love it means, you know, you care and, you know, and all that. But actually, it's covetousness. And there's fear behind it when we covet. We're afraid. That's why it was so important to give. You want to give. Take everything that I have. Take my tunic too. You want to give. Give everything away. Don't possess anything. You start possessing, guess what? You might get your way, but you're going to lose it really quick. You're going to get robbed. God will show you how quick He has control over the enemy and how He signs these legal contracts. You know, take the life of Job. If anybody knew the life of Job, in the very beginning, Job was a great man. There was no reason for what happened to Job happened to him. There was no reason. How many would agree with that? You know, Job was considered a good man. In the world, he was a good man. I look a little deeper. I think Job had a little bit of a pride issue, but that's another story. But at the same time, he was a righteous man. And what did darkness do? Came to God. He said, "Hey, God, I want a contract. Have you considered Job?" "Oh, Job, he's a good man. But I want a contract. I just want to hurt somebody. I want a contract." "Well, all right. You can have Job. Just do one thing. You don't have a contract to kill him. But you got a contract for everything else." So he goes, "Ha ha! All right, we got a deal." And he took Job down and took everything. And Job was still like all messed up. "Why are these things happening to me? Why? Oh God, why? And all his friends are saying, "That's because you're this and that," and all this other stuff. And then Job finally got to a point and said, wow, revelation hit him. And said, "Whoa, I must have loved and coveted all these things. I had a contract on me." Because it got to the point where he cried so much, God said, "All right, I'm going to reveal these things. Who are you? Who put the ring around Leviathan's nose? Who put the stars in the heavens? Who did all these things? Who are you, Job? I'm God. You should love me and me only. I'm your Savior. I'm the one that can restore these things. I'm the one. I'm the one, Job. It's me." And Job was like, "You're right. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me." And I believe at that point, Job came to an acceptance and he took peace back into his heart. He began to accept the circumstances and he applied peace back into his heart. And then God said, "Rip that contract up and start restoring." And not only did he give back what the cankerworm and the locust stole, but he doubled it, tripled it, and he made what was there even better. And I believe that these things are going to happen in our lives too. But there's a law in heaven that we have to abide by. We have to come underneath the laws in heaven. There is a book of laws written. I'm going to share another same verse, but in the Old Testament. Because we heard the new one. But I'm going to give you the old one, because this old one is like a story. It says here in verse 5, it's Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. What was causing us to love above God? Fear. Fear of losing. So he says, be strong and of good courage. Don't have fear. For to this people you shall divide an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. See, he's trying to tell you that there's a law, and that if we honor that law, we have to know the law first. And I'm here to tell you some of the mysteries of the law. And there's a law written on your heart, and if you dig deep enough, you'll be able to have your eyes open to see what's going on and follow that law. But most of us are all caught up in a carnal mind and, you know, an emotional wreck, and we can't really control the law that's written on our heart. And that's why we need a preacher. That's why we need a minister. That's why you need, you know, a spiritual guidance to help us along the way, to open our eyes, to be able to see what's going on inside our emotional wrecked heart. Because when your heart is emotionally unstable, you can't see. How many people understand that one? You're blind. So it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's all I want. How many want good success? How many want to prosper? How many want a healthy life? Healthy children? Healthy relationships? How about money in your pocket? I'm going to tell you right now, this is what happens. Let's cut the legal contracts from us. Let us repent. Let us repent and stop loving, and I hate to say this, stop loving so much. To the point where we are in fear. That's the key. We're loving too much and we're putting ourselves in fear. And then we're coveting. And now we're putting these things and exalting it above the knowledge of God. And that knowledge of God is who He is. You saw the reference in Job. He loved Job. But you know what? He had to teach Job a hard lesson. Nobody wants to be smacked around, do you? I don't want to be smacked around. I don't want to love anything. Sounds bad. I love, but I don't want to love. I want to love, but I want to set it free. I want to love and care, but I don't want to control and I don't want to covet. I want to love, but I want to set it free. I want to love, but I don't want to covet. I want to trust God that He has my best interest. He'll never leave me or forsake me. I want to trust God and love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind so that I can prosper and be successful. I don't want anything stolen from me. I don't want anything robbed from me. I don't want anything destroyed from me. I don't want legal contracts over my head so that it gives rights even in the eyes of God. Because you saw the example of Job, right? Even in the eyes of God, he loves us so much that he allows these chastenings. And he chastens those that he loves. Well, I can only take so much chastening. And, you know, that's why I seek for the mysteries. That's why I seek for the truth. And I apply them. And then I watch the devil squirm because they can't touch me. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. How would you like to walk knowing that darkness can't touch you? How would you like to know when you walk with confidence that today he can't touch you? He can't touch me. Why? Because I hold something. I hold peace. I don't covet. The Lord gives it. He takes it away. I love my children. Oh, Lord, please don't take them. You know what I mean? I don't want to test God. I don't want to put them in that place. But at the same time, not my will, but your will be done. Are we exalting him? Are we exalting our God to that point? Are we willing to lose the love of this world? Not stop caring. I'm going to clothe them. I'm going to hug them. You know, I'm going to kiss them. I'm going to tell them how much and squeeze them. I'm going to do it all. But at the same time, I'm going to leave that little bit of space there to show God that I love him a little more than that. I want to open up the altars to say, I know for time, and we spend a lot of time, but you know what? I'm not going to open up the altars. I'm going to believe, yes, I'm going to believe that God is going to work miracles right now. And if you have something that has been enlightened to you and you repent right now, I'm going to tell you right now, my God in heaven is going to start ripping up those contracts. This is a day of breaking contracts. We are ripping up and breaking contracts, and it's a matter of repenting, saying, Lord, these hardships that I'm facing, these things that the enemy is robbing, stealing, destroying, I'm feeling I'm hitting a wall. Obviously, I'm putting love here over you. I'm not trusting. I have fear in this situation. If you got fear in a situation, I'm going to tell you right now, you got a contract. You got a contract. We're here to rip them up. You're here today to clean your life up and to get these contracts ripped up. Rip them up. God's going to rip them up. We just got to give them. We just got to give it to them. If you have anger in your heart over an area of your life, there's fear there. If you have anger in an area of your life, if there's something going on that you're not happy with, you have fear. We have to understand these mysteries. This is how we get strong. This is how God reverses these curses. This is how God breaks the strongholds. This is how he sets the captives free. My children suffer and are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You're going to hear a lot out of that of me. Because this is the only way darkness and these hardships, this is the only way that I want to say hell comes onto your life. Because of lack of spiritual knowledge. And I thank God that he has given me the keys to Hades. He gave me the keys. I have the keys of the mysteries. And I can open up the doors, and I can lock them. I can do everything. I got the keys. I'll be okay. Because I'm applying what was given to me. question is, are you going to be okay? Is the enemy going to keep stealing your life, surrendering it? I remember meeting Tim a while back, and we broke that bondage. We broke the chains that were bounding him, and it was in fear too. And how quick was it when you ended up finding the love of your life? Within 6 months. And 6 months in the eyes of God is like that. The perfect love of God casts out all fear. Even though the scripture says perfect love casts out all fear, I'm going to kind of add a little bit to our understanding. Perfect love towards God casts out all fear. We got to surrender it all. We got to back off. Surrender. Back off and surrender. Let it go. Let it go. Not confess with our lips and our heart so far away, but confess with our heart. So our heart's not troubled anymore. That's how you know when you really gave it to God. Your heart no longer is troubled. And your heart is stable. And then begin to fill your mind up with truth. Everything's going to be okay. 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 If you've repented in this area, those contracts are ripped up. He is faithful and just to confirm his message. Don't confess with your lips. Love God where your heart is no more troubled. And then fill your mind and your heart that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And stabilize yourself. When this darkness breaks, and God will work it out where no man can work it out. God will make a way where no man can make a way. Those contracts will be ripped up. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I want to bring Tim up. He's going to close us. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday, if I don't see you before the holidays. But at the same time, we are having a service, a Friday night service before Christmas. Tim will fill you all in.
Amen. Amen. You know, Christmas holidays are rough, and you know, we just want to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas, which is Christ. You know, it's the spirit of Christ. And Christmas falls on a Sunday and Christmas Eve falls on a Saturday. So we just really want to have an intimate service that Friday night before Christmas. We're going to be holding it here at 7:30. Everybody's welcome to come out and just have a, safe, fun fellowship that night. I think God's going to move in a nice way. Also, just to remind you, we also have Wednesday nights. It's a Q&A night. It starts at 7:30. If you ever have any questions, you can email it to us. If you're present here on a Sunday, just submit it to one of the pastors. We'll be happy to go over it. But it's just an intimate time Wednesday nights. We have a little round table here. And I tell you what, there's a really good teaching, and things happen that night. So if you're listening on the web, check us out on www.glorytothenations.org. Our next Sunday service starts at 10 o'clock as worship time, and then we have a service at 11. And then the Q&A night is Wednesday nights at 7:30. And the other reminder, like we said, come on out the Friday night before Christmas. We're having a service here at 7:30. So everybody be safe. God bless. Have a good week.